for every committee that is here to introduce themselves, starting beginning with Seth.
John Poole, County Board Supervisor of District 20, which is Pat Lincoln, and Seth.
I'm Mike Skolitsky, District 19, also the Vice Chair of this committee, and so tonight, since our chairman is excused, I'll be conducting and overseeing.
Andy Bueller, Kenosha County Planning and Development.
Zach Rodriguez, County Board, District 8, City of Kenosha.
Mark Arden, District 21, Public Service Federal Expert.
Now, just for everybody's that's in attendance here, we normally have a work session on Tuesday to go through the fine details of the things that we'll be discussing, reviewing, and voting, ultimately voting on tonight. Since tonight's agenda is relatively light, we did not have a work session, but it should be pretty straightforward to everybody here on the committee. And if there's any questions, we'll cover them as we go. Was our meeting posted in the newspaper?
Yes, the agenda was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha News on November 27th and December 3rd.
All right, so let's move on to... And this is a review and possible approval resolution to appoint Greg Pachko as Kenosha County Representative to the Hooker Lake Management District Board.
That is correct. So you have in your packet the appointment document, which we also have up on screen. It's a reappointment, and it's recommended for that to be approved for another two-year term.
Is Mr. Crutchko here tonight? Yes? No? Just wanted to make sure, guys.
Yeah, I think it was expressed to them with the reappointment that it was not needed for this person and then the second person to be appointed to appear.
Supervisor Poole?
Question. Do you know how many meetings he missed?
Is it your package? One.
Thank you.
Sounds like a lot of fall meetings.
All right. I guess we're going to go through. Are there any other questions from any other committee member? From the public, is there anybody, I'm assuming we still have to call for public support for this appointment?
If anyone has any objection.
Is there anyone for the petition? Anybody speak for the petition? Is there anybody in the public that speaks against the petition? Anybody that is against this petition? Is there any recommendation on it? Okay. All right. Are there any questions from committee members? Alright. So can I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Sorry.
Alright. Motion to approve. Supervisor Rodriguez, second by Supervisor Nordigan. As committee, does anybody have any questions? Youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Committee? Aye.
Aye.
So I'll pass it to number two.
Item number six is review and possible approval to appoint Robert M. Stoll to the Kenosha County Zoning Board of Adjustments. This is a reappointment. And we have the document. You have it in your packet. Mm-hmm. And then we have it on the screen here for a reappointment. We would recommend to reappoint
Mr. Stoll?
Yes.
All right. Are there any questions from the committee? Committee members? Mm-hmm. All right. So I'd ask from the public, anybody in the audience here to speak for this petition? Is there anybody to speak for this petition? Is there anybody here to speak against this petition? Anybody here to speak against this petition? No, there's no reference in the town. You've already given your recommendation. No questions, anybody?
Nope.
Okay, can I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Right. Motion to approve, Supervisor Rodriguez, second by Supervisor Nordegan. All right, no other questions? Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. It passes unanimously.
All right, then we can move to number 7, which is Fiddlehead Gardens, LLC, 4020 Chicory Road, Racine, Wisconsin, 53403 owner. Charles Heidi, 4020 Chicory Road, Racine, Wisconsin, 53403 agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow housing for a farm laborer or caretaker in the A1 Agricultural Preservation District on tax parcel number 454-221-271-0301 in the town of Paris. We have this item on the screen here. The area of the property is highlighted in purple, and the petitioner is here.
Sure.
And sir, if you would want to step forward to the table and be able to state your name and address and then explain to the committee your petition before them for the conditional use permit.
Sure, good evening.
Oh, yeah, turn on, switch on right there. You go. Yep.
Okay, good evening. I'm Charles Heide.
State your name and address,
Charles,
please.
Charles Heide. I reside at 4820 Chicory Road, which is in Racine on the south side. My wife and I purchased this property approximately 10 years ago, and we plan to be moving out into Paris Township next summer. So, we are requesting, along with the house bill, for doing a reconstruct of the barn. So we're modernizing building approximately 100 years old into the 21st century to include a caretaker's quarters. And the farm plan we have for Fiddlehead, by the way, Fiddlehead, my wife is a violinist, so that refers to the scroll of the violin. But we see just a transformation farm plan out there to allow some of the native seed bank along the stream to emerge and start growing again, to have more perennial-based planting, cropping, plantings, to restore the soil hydrology and health of the stream along the way, and in doing so, increasing some of the native wetland and habitat reserves. So it's kind of an ambitious plan we're undertaking. At age 60, and so we've been doing some interviewing of the agricultural industry, and within that native landscape agro industry, we've really paying attention to some young couples who want to get into farming and need access to the land. And so that's our rationale for requesting the caretaker order. We would expect that selection to be materially involved in the farm. In other words, they will be working at least 51% materially toward the farm. They're not going to use that caretaker order as an alternate source of income for the farm. They would be full-time farm caretaker managers. So in a nutshell, that really is the reasoning for the request.
Are there any specific questions for the committee? Supervisor Rodriguez.
You just plan on having one employee, correct?
We envision probably a husband and wife team, a family. So okay, probably with young children, but it would be one family.
And then just to clarify, make sure I heard correctly, you are or not using that the caretaker quarters for additional income?
Correct. So, you know, under the idea of one parcel, one residence, and thus the conditional use permit variance, this family would be materially involved in within working in the farm. So they're at least 51% of their income would be derived from working on site and in the farm. That was the agreement that we came to with the Paris Planning Commission, just to support caretaker means caretaker. Doesn't mean live here and, you know, work somewhere else.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Supervisor.
Did the town of Paris, question the amount of people in a family that could be living on there that they would restrict?
It would be for the zoning code.
Yeah, it's family, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, you know, and so I guess what we're trying to get away from would be migrant workers or anything like that. I don't think that's the intent.
No, that's not the intent. Any occupancy permit would meet all the county building codes and regulations that are on the books.
Okay. Capacity of 8 or fewer persons. Okay.
Anything else, Supervisor Erdogan?
No, I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay. Quick question. Right. How many total? Oh, go ahead.
Yes, I will speak. Sure.
As soon as I go for it, you betcha. How many total acres do you have?
The total acre of the property is 72.
Okay.
Speak. When is this turn to have additional information?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yep. And so, in your opinion, is that enough acreage to sustain, whether it's an individual or a couple? Because I get the gist of what you're trying to do. I just also want to make sure that there's enough income coming in. And sometimes you don't know, and I get
right. The plans are pretty ambitious, and again, given the size of the space too, it most likely would be one or two people.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Any other questions, supervisors? Go ahead.
So I'll just add, just because it kind of came up in regards to the living arrangements and the 51%, there was additional information provided with the minutes that we didn't receive from the town originally, and that is in before you today. But the town did require three items, one being subject to providing the town proof of caretaker laborers documents every 3 years with a notice that will come from the town with at least 30 days notice. So that's where the town had worked with the petitioner to verify that, I guess, basically the 51% income. And then there was a couple other things, a two-hour fire rating between caretaker's quarters, and then that CUP is up for renewal at the change of ownership, so that the CUP runs with the land, but in this case, when the land, if it were to sell, it would come back before the town and the county for review to make sure that the caretaker's quarters, again, would be used as caretaker's quarters, not as a second dwelling unit or like an apartment unit.
Right. Okay. Seth?
Now the caretaker would presumably perform a service on the property, is that correct?
I'm sorry.
Sorry. The caretaker would
presume. No. Just, yep.
There we go. Sorry. The caretaker would presumably perform a service on your property, correct?
That's correct.
And would it be understood that they'd be paid a lodging then?
Correct. There would be part of the employment package would include salary stipend, okay, and from the board.
And it would just be one singular, like maybe the mother, the father, and that family unit, they presume would be living in the caretaker's quarters.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. Yeah. Supervisor Rodriguez.
Sure.
Question?
Me or Lord again?
I don't. Who's got one?
I have one.
Then go ahead.
Is the farm registered as a historic place or no? Do you know?
Not to my knowledge, no.
That's it.
Supervisor Nordegan, you got a question?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Right. Any other questions? Okay. So, what I'd do is I'd ask for public for anybody here to speak for this petition, anybody to speak for. So, sir, please come on up. State your name, address. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Item on November 26, 2019, was a motion to approve and pass 2-0.
I'm going to ask for a motion then.
I did want to ask one question.
Oh.
I didn't hear.
Go ahead. So
how did Ferris vote on this?
2-0.
I'd move to approve the conditional use permit.
Subject to the conditions.
Subject to the conditions.
Second.
All right. Motion to approve, Supervisor Nordegan. Second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any other questions from the committee? Supervisors? No. All right. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, that's a great point. I'm sorry, have you had a chance to review and the conditions that are stated in the conditions for the
Yes.
Are you in agreement with those conditions if you can meet?
Yes.
Okay. As soon as we get done your April cut break, I believe you'll have a copy that you signed. All right. So, with that, you can go ahead. How would you vote?
Aye.
Yeah. But have you moved into the residence, sir?
Yeah. No.
I
no. Currently, we're in the Cottonmouth residence. So,
are there any more questions from the committee? Any more? Anybody?
Sure. Not that I can think of.
I'm sure you'll come up with one. Youth and Government, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, motion passes.
All right.
Thank you.
Item number 8, 9, and 10 are all related. Item number 8 is John B. Keel, P.O. Box 147, Salem, Wisconsin, 5316801-47, owner. Requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035 from general agricultural and open land to rural density residential on tax parcel number 304-220-271-0205. in the town of Brighton. And for this, we have the map on the screen. You can see the property is highlighted in purple. That's the area to be changed. It's 12.2 acres from general ag agricultural to an open land to rural residential. And if the petitioner can come forward, again, just state your name and address. And again, the purpose, and being that there's a comp plan rezone and certified survey map land division, you can cover all those in one statement. We don't need to do three separate ones.
First of all, thank you for the opportunity to appear. I'm John Keel. I'm from SSI at 3200 otherwise known as Highway 75. As Andy mentioned, we have 12.304 acres of parcel in the town of Brighton. This was retired inside the former project and planned on selling on the farm. In the course of evaluating my sale options, I had a discussion with my neighbor before.
DOT?
No,
oh, the conditions, yes. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, so there are conditions there that I
Thank you.
here to ask that the agenda items 8, 9, and 10 be approved by this committee. I would point out that it satisfied the request on the plate. I believe that it satisfied all the requests that the county has had to give for this plate. And I would finally point out that the position that I requested is consistent with in other words, what will happen if this is all approved if the private company is working on the whole sit on Saturday, this is a change of properties across the street, there are two properties across the street, they're all private parcels. Maybe for the board, I think that's a private parcel. So I need to expect that if you do that, I would probably prefer a property which is consistent with that point. The property correct for the sound. Having said all of that, I appreciate the board's attention to my applications and respect to the
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there some questions from the committee?
While you're thinking if there are any, I just wanted to show you on the screen the certified survey map so you could see with what the petitioner was stating and how the property was is intended to be subdivided with the 5-acre parcel to the north, lot 1, and then the 7.25-acre parcel to the south that contains the existing home.
Yes, against this petition. Anybody here to speak against this petition? Andy, what was the outcome from the township?
Regarding the comp plan amendment, the town board met on November 11, 2019. There was a motion to approve and that passed.
All right. I would ask for a motion then.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, ma'am, come on up here. Sit down. Sorry. You want a question? You're coming up.
Okay.
Hold on. Please sit down.
You can hear me quite
well. I'm well aware of that fact, but for the record, state your name and your address, please.
My name is Sharon Minda. I live at 3211 252nd Avenue, directly across the street from the property. I have a question. We have A2 to C1.
In regard, well, that's the next item that's going to be. Right now, it's just a comprehensive plan change. But if you're referring to...
I don't understand. If you're cutting it up in half, how can you say it's a comprehensive change?
So each community in the county has a comprehensive plan that indicates what the overall land use goals are for 2035. And the land division or the rezoning that's the next item does not meet that requirement, and so the comprehensive plan would need to be changed first. And as we have before us is an amendment to that plan to show that there would be smaller parcels that would be permitted. Currently it would be 10-acre parcels. The comprehensive plan is being proposed to be so that tan color, which is the property in question, would then become yellow like the properties here. Is this yours here?
No, mine is.
The corner piece? Yeah, so any property that would be between 5 and 10 acres would be of this yellow color, and the request for this property would change. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're requesting a question that's on our next agenda item, but I'll tell you that the C1 is a wetland district. It's a lowland resource conservancy district. So on the maps that the county has that we use, the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Plan Commission and DNR wetland inventory maps, and those maps that are updated periodically, most recently as 2017, indicated that there was a small wetland area on the corner of the property. And so that's going to be rezoned in the next item on the agenda from agricultural to C1 wetland.
Okay, I was concerned that they were going to put a tower, you know, phone tower there. I thought C1 was commercial.
Yeah, and even with commercial antennas and are permitted in any district, but in any case, C1 is wetland.
But
yeah, C1 is Lowland Resource Conservancy or a wetland.
Okay, because I can find that. That's it right here. I didn't get the stamp, so I'm sorry. I didn't.
That's all right.
It's a legitimate question.
Did we answer your question?
Yeah, but I have another question. Now, he pointed to dividing himself 5 acres to the individual in front of him. I don't know his name. But, so that's going to give him 10-acre parcel. Are you saying that now because it's R2, it can be divided again?
No, the property in the next item is not being requested to R2. It's being requested to R1, which is a 5-acre parcel.
Okay, so he's cutting it down from A2 to R2, and then you're rezoning it again to R1.
No, he's requesting it to be rezoned from A2 to A2 and R1.
I have R.
Yeah. So basically, on the map, that is an error on the map, because it actually in the reading on the right and on the agenda, it's R1. So that R2 should actually be R1.
Okay, then that's not an issue. Residential, my house is correct.
It does not. R2 is actually a 1-acre parcel.
Okay.
It'd be from 1 acre to 5 acres. It would be single family residential, but for one residence on a parcel between 1 acre and 5 acres. But R1 is between 5 acres and 10 acres, single family residential. So that's an error on the map, but wording on the right here indicates R1 with the request as well as what's in the petition.
So, I mean, I'm not asking something out of the question. I think it's kind of redundant. I think you have something here.
Correct, yeah. So I'm just stating that there's an error. So the correction is it should be R1.
Thank you, ma'am. Are there any additional questions from the committee? Supervisor Rodriguez.
More of a comment. It's Keel is the last name?
Keel, yes.
Keel. More of a comment than anything. We spoke before the meeting here. I just want to thank you for your service to the city of Kenosha for multiple decades in the city of Kenosha's fire department. Congratulate you on your retirement. I think you have every right to do with what your property you are asking us to do tonight. Enjoy your retirement. I would encourage my colleagues to support not only this, but the next two as well.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, can you state your name and your address?
Hi, I'm here with my wife, Neela.
You got to push the button.
Oh.
There you go.
Hi, my name is Gary Glatz. I'm here with my wife, Leela, and we live directly across from the entrance to the parcel in question. We support the proposal. Just one, our zoning won't be changing, as I understand it, and also just assuming that that would not have any effect on our assessment, but, which I assume is the case, but we support the proposal as presented.
Thank you. Any other questions? Good? Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
I have nothing else to add. We already covered some.
Supervisors, anything? We have a motion and we have a second. You, the governess, how would you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
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 With that being said, we can move on to item number two, which is the rezone. John B. Keel, P.O. Box 147, Salem, Wisconsin, 531-6304. Requesting a rezoning from AB2 General Agricultural District to R1 Rural Residential District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-271-0205. And we already took a look at this map that shows the rezone of the property from A2 to R1. I almost caught myself on that. That's an error. And then the C1 in the corner, as we just previously discussed, and now that the comprehensive plan change was approved, this rezoning would match that.
Mr. Keel, do you have anything additional to add?
Not beyond what I've already said.
All right. So I would ask for anybody in the audience here to speak for the petition. Is there anybody here to speak for the petition? Is there anybody here to speak against the petition? Anybody to speak against the petition? Now, Andy, what do we hear from my town?
In regards to the rezone, the town board met on this item on November 11th, 2019. A motion was made to approve and it passed.
Okay. Are there any additional questions from the committee? Using governance? All right, then I would ask for a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve by Supervisor Poole, second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Any additional questions? No? Youth and Governance, how do you vote on the rezoning?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote on the rezoning?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so passes unanimous.
Item number 10 is John Keel, P.O. Box 147, Salem, Wisconsin, 531-680-147, owner. Requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 304-220-271-0205, located in the town of Brighton. And we took a look at the certified survey map previously, and with the rezone, this land division meets those requirements. Staff and planning and development would recommend approval subject to the conditions that you have before us regarding the CSM.
All right. Not to be redundant, Mr. Keel, would you like to add or clarify anything? Alrighty, then I would ask for anybody in the audience here who's speaking for this petition. Is there anybody here to speak for the petition? Is there anybody in the audience to speak against this petition? Is there anybody here to speak against this petition? Seeing none, Andy, what did we learn from our friends at the town?
The town board met on this item on November 11th, 2019. A motion was made to approve and it passed.
Alright. Are there any specific questions from the committee or the youth and governance? Anything, guys? No. All right, then I would ask for a motion.
Move to approve.
Sorry.
All right. Motion to approve by Supervisor Rodriguez, second by Supervisor Nordigan.
And just clarifying, that's subject to the conditions.
Correct, subject to the conditions.
Excellent point, subject to the conditions. Mr. Keel, you've had a chance to review the conditions, and are you in agreement with them?
Yes, I am. Those conditions that were laid out on December 11th, 2019.
No problems in your opinion, media. After we get done here, April will bring you a document to sign.
Okay. Not so those cases.
Oh, not in this
case. This condition is for a CSM.
Aha! You will not be signing it. All right. So, youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay. Committee?
Aye.
How do we vote? Aye. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Keel, for your patience.
Thank you.
Good luck. Best of luck with your retirement.
Thank you all.
Item 11, 12, and 13 is the New Life Bible Church in the town of Randall. We recommend that this be tabled just based on the meetings at the town on how they worked out with November and December. They actually were not able to have this item go before them, before this meeting today, and with the way, again, meetings fall in December, they won't be able to act on this until January, which means we'll have to table this until February, and we don't have any other items in January, so this will be our first items for the February 12, 2020 meeting. So we recommend that this three items be tabled.
Motion to table.
Until?
Motion to table. Supervisor Poole, second.
Until when? Doesn't he have to have a date in there? Tabling until?
It doesn't need to, but it can be till at least till our next meeting, February 12, 2020.
Concern?
No, I was just wanted to make sure.
Did I hear a second out of Supervisor Nordegan?
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up a point, though, that there is an incorrect information on page 6 under Ocean County Comprehensive Plan Amendment. They have Supervisor Poole, Supervisor District 20. I believe that is District 23 under Supervisor Elderman, or 22 under Supervisor Decker. Is that not? John, you don't have anywhere in Randall.
I'm nowhere near
that. Yeah. So this is right in the heart of Randall.
On the petition, you're saying for the comprehensive plan?
Well, on page 6 or 7, it has letter H.
They had the wrong number written in there?
Yeah. Right. Maybe they correct that for next time.
So
does it matter?
It's on their application. It doesn't really matter because I mean, we would have gotten it to the right one, but
right.
It's good to note that there was an error.
That's
impressive in itself. But have I gotten a second yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And who
second.
Was the second?
That was Mark. But I'll be the second.
Yes. So second by Supervisor Rodriguez. All right. Are there any additional questions, clarifications, or typo changes?
All three.
Okay, so anything. Just to clarify then that the motion was to table 11, 12, and 13.
Correctamundo. Any questions, you? All right. So how would you vote then?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Committee, how do we vote to table 11, items 11, 12, and 13?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion passes. So on the table at least until our next meeting or whenever they get back to us, I guess.
Correct.
All right. So, can I have a motion on the approval of the minutes?
Moved.
Second.
Motion to approve by Supervisor Rodriguez, second by Supervisor Nordegan. Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Supervisors?
Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved. Are there, I'm sorry.
Not quite there yet.
I was going to get the citizens' comments. Right?
Yeah.
So what are the new business then? I'm not there yet. Are there any citizens' comments? Anybody here to speak? What a fantastic job this committee does. No one. All righty then. I'm closing citizens' comments. Any other business allowed by law?
Well, I would just state again, regards to the meeting, we don't have any items for the January 8th meeting, so that will be canceled, and UW Extension has indicated that they do not have anything that they'll present, so there'll be no meeting in January. February 12th, we will anticipate items being at least the ones tabled today, and so we would still look to have that meeting February 12th. And then besides that, I wish everyone Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
indeed,
to you,
Merry
Andy.
Christmas to the entire committee. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All right, motion to adjourn by Supervisor Rodriguez, second by Supervisor Poole. Youth and Governance, I know you don't want to necessarily leave, but you probably have homework. How do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
All right, so adjourn. Thank you and Merry Christmas.